Well, it's an absolute pleasure to be joined today by two-time Juno Award-winning OG Cree artist Ace Anabi. Ace Anabi, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out of your day. I know you are quite busy these days, so really appreciate it. And we last spoke, it was around the summertime, and you were just about to release your album at the time, Edge of the Earth, and you had just released Home. So that's the last time we spoke with our audience, so just a little reminder for them. So what's the summer been like the last few months? Can you give us a little walkthrough of your the last couple of months for you?
Yeah. We got back. We did some festivals. We were in Norway for a bit there, and we came back and did a bunch of Western Canada festivals. We had so much rain out there. I remember we were in Canmore Folk Festival, and I remember walking in the green room, and we were like, up, you know, past the ankles in water. And I was like, I'm happy I'm wearing sandals. But we got invited back to the Edmonton Folk Fest because we had been there like 2 years prior. So I was like really excited to be back, and we got to play the main stage, and it was like a little bit of rain, but like, you know, I feel like Albertans just really kind of persevere. They're just kind of out there in the ponchos. It was a moment for me. So like, I'm excited to kind of come back and bring this tour out west. I know we started the year with the East Coast tour. So we were getting a lot of comments being like, where's Edmonton? Where's Calgary? Where's Vancouver? And now excited to have announced the shows and to bring these songs and this tour out there.
So touching on the tour, of course, the tour you're referring to is The Way We're Born, your headlining tour, including quite a few stops here in Alberta, actually, which is fantastic news for us Albertans. Unique to the tour, you're having a different opener every night, and they're Indigenous, right? Can you touch on that aspect of the upcoming tour and then how every night there's going to be somebody different that people can listen to as well?
Yeah. For the last tour as well, where I just kind of put a call out for local Indigenous artists kind of just reach out, and if they're in the city or if they're going to be in the cities, I'm planning to come and share the stage with me. And not gonna lie, got so many applications from Alberta in particular. Like, it was actually quite tough to narrow it down, if I'm being completely honest. Like, there's just, I don't know what's happening in that province, but like, there's just so much talent and so many great musicians out that way. And so many artists that I think, you know, need to be heard. And like, I spent kind of a month announcing every artist. I was like announcing a different artist each day. And then, you know, I think for me, where it all kind of started was I had been scrolling on social media, and then there was this clip that came up, and it was me at the Junos. And, you know, I'd gone to go back up there for an acceptance speech the second time, and like, no one could see what I saw, but I had asked like all the Indigenous nominees to stand up and be recognized, and obviously like the camera was just on me, but like what I saw was like just dozens and dozens of different artists stand up, and it was just such like a beautiful thing to see. I'm pretty sure it was the most Indigenous artist to ever be nominated for Junos that year, and it was just, it brought me back to because I think it got me fired up, and I was like, all right, you know, it was two Indigenous women who opened up the door for me, so I'm gonna take the door off the hinges and take you all with me, you know. And you know, the last thing my grandfather taught me was just kind of like, you know, do the things you say you're gonna do. And you know, I just had always kind of had this idea in mind, and to actually put it into motion has been quite a bit of a passion project and just an exciting one. Like, there's so many artists, like for Alberta in particular, I think we have five different artists. You know, the whole tour starts in Edmonton, where we have ASCO playing, and Edmonton was a real tough city, man. We had like a dozen applications come through, and honestly, like, could have easily like wanted to play with all of them. You know, everyone was so talented. But Merrick Tyler, like, he has what he was doing with that project ASCO, and what he is doing with it is just these beautiful soundscapes, like, and he's like such an incredible drummer, and like he, like the way he like threads in his culture, but then also this drag queen Cedar T comes on and is kind of like a big part of that, like the whole show they put on, and I think it was just such a beautiful way to kind of showcase like just the multitudes and all the different like facets of Indigenous music being made. So yeah, ASCO will be joining us in Edmonton, and then we got Darla Daniels, who's like this incredible Métis fiddler, but singer-songwriter. She'll be joining us in Fort Saskatchewan. Jessa Sky in Red Deer, who's like such an incredible work ethic. We met, I think, probably about 2 years ago in Edmonton for this gala, but incredible voice. And just really kind of like I got to see her perform again with her full band at the International Indigenous Music Summit last year, and she just kind of she just puts all her heart into her shows. So excited for people to come see her. And we got Sickweeze coming to play with us at the Jenny Belsberg Theater in Banff, and I think it's not going to be their first time performing there. I think they were there recently with Jeremy Dutcher as well. But an artist who like sings in language like that is always such a special thing. I feel like something I definitely want to do, but like I'm slowly learning the language. And so for me to put out like an album in language would be probably like years down the road until like I've kind of given that learning process the respect it deserves. And so to see an artist kind of accomplish that is kind of a pretty inspiring thing. And finally, I think our fifth stop in Alberta is Calgary, and we have Ashley Ghostkeeper, country artist, performing. And like I said, like this tour, like it has such a wide range of even different kinds of music. Like, you know, we've like electronic, hip hop, folk music, rock music, and country music. And yeah, Ashley, I saw her perform in Toronto at like a Songwriters in the Round event. And yeah, like an incredible storyteller and just an incredible human. And yeah, like I hope by bringing these artists on the tour, maybe like my platform might help them to be seen more. But also I think it's just about building community and sharing insights and kind of just, you know, not long have we been at these tables. And I think kind of creating spaces where we're all kind of feeling welcomed and feeling inspired and sharing knowledge and sharing insight is kind of the way forward and kind of making a, like, not just sustainable, like a kind of healthy music community.
Absolutely. That's a fantastic way of putting that, Ace and Abby. And I did want to ask, once this tour is wrapped up, are you going to be taking time off or are you going to continue to be working? You've done multiple tours this year. You got an album and multiple singles. I mean, what's next for you? Are you going to take some time or are you just going to keep grinding?
Yeah, I think we'll be in the States and then we'll be in Ireland, but then some new stuff on the way as well. But also I'm taking February off, I've decided. Well, we'll see. There's an opportunity that might be coming through the pipes in February, but unless that comes through, I think I'm just going to take that whole month off, go find a nice spot down by some water somewhere and kind of just write. Like, I find writing music and working on music, but like not too heavy on the grind for me if it's like done in that way where I just kind of, you know, if it all kind of goes according to a rough plan, I'll be spending all of February just taking time and reflecting, but writing. But yeah, so February potentially, we'll see.
Okay, well, hopefully it do take some time off. I know you've been hard at work for many, many years and all of this recognition, very deserved for you as well. So Ace and Abby, just wanted to say thank you so much for that. And he is going to be kicking off his The Way We're Born tour in Edmonton at November the 6th. And he's going to wrap up that tour December the 14th in Thunder Bay, Ontario. Ace and Abby, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out of your day here.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much for having me, Daryl.